I'm Herb Trix for WVIK. In its major annual fundraiser, the Putnam Museum and Science Center in Davenport will hold a virtual Mad Scientist Ball starting at 6 p.m. on October 17th on Zoom. Reservations, though, are due this Friday, October 9th. The event, originally to be held in person, will help the Putnam raise necessary funds for the support of programs, services, and collections, such as summer camps, rotating and permanent exhibits, and virtual learning. This virtual event includes an interactive science experiment, instructions from a local mixologist on crafting a signature cocktail, live music, as well as a question and answer session with MIT aerospace engineer and Emmy-nominated TV host Emily Calandrelli. Nisha Ladley, the Putnam's Vice President of Development, says the plan was to hold the event in person, but after COVID happened and continued, they made the decision in June to just go virtual. Calandrelli, who's known as the Space Gal, was not yet secured for the benefit when they made that decision.
So she was excited that she could volunteer her services to help us out, given that this is a new way of doing things.
Ladley says she's an ideal guest for the Putnam, given the organization's focus on STEM and encouraging girls to pursue STEM-related careers.
I think it's exciting that she has her Netflix show. It's new, so it's a really good opportunity to add in that other element of experiments and families being able to go and watch that with their kids and then maybe try things like that. So I feel like she's a perfect fit for the Putnam.
Calandrelli, who earned a master's degree from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology in Aeronautics and Astronautics, as well as Technology and Policy, is an engineer turned Emmy-nominated science TV host. She's host and co-executive producer of Emily's Wonder Lab on Netflix. Calandrelli is featured as a correspondent on the Netflix series Bill Nye Saves the World and as executive producer and host of Fox's Exploration Outer Space. It airs in 100 million households each week. Her first science children's book series, The Ada Lace Adventures, are now available for purchase, and she recently launched the third Ada Lace book into space as part of the Storytime from Space program. Calandrelli is also a professional speaker who's spoken at venues like Google, Pixar, MIT, Texas Instruments, and dozens of K-12 schools and universities around the country. She focuses her talks on the topics of science communication, space exploration, and women in STEM. And for the Putnam event, Ladley says she'll take about 15 minutes of questions from Zoom participants. In 2013, the Putnam held its first Mad Scientist Ball to help raise money for a planned $2 million science center and raise awareness about the project. Then last November, the museum's major fundraiser was Decadence on Division, a 1920s-inspired party that raised over $37,000. This year's virtual ball cost $20 a ticket and $154 a table, and it'll begin with a mingle at 6 p.m., with the formal 90-minute program starting at 6:30, hosted by WQAD meteorologist Eric Sorensen. The Weather Gallery is a new feature of the recently reopened Science Center. The ball at the Putnam also will feature raffle prizes, and people can buy tickets ahead of time and choose which basket they'd like. All the winners will be announced during the event. Ladley says the Putnam hopes to raise about $40,000.
Now is a more crucial time than ever, given the slow bring back of guests and how everything was closed for several months. And it really, the Mad Scientist Ball really is being held to further our mission to preserve, educate, and connect. And so it's going to go towards the preservation of our collection, educating our youth and adults, and then just our guests being able to connect when they come into the museum.
For more information, visit putnam.org. And for Jonathan Turner, I'm Herb Trix.